Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. There goes Pesky. The throw from Tipton to Boudreau, and Pesky is out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets is walked intentionally. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws home. Tipton drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Tipton. Doerr scores. Tebbets moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Robinson, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pesky scores. Williams moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark scores. Boudreau moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio is walked intentionally. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Tebbets scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Russ Christopher now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get DiMaggio. Pesky moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pesky scores. Williams moves to third. Spence moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Russ Christopher. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton scores. Clark moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Pesce hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Kennedy throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Pesce trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Clark settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Clark. Williams moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gleiman covering, for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Doerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.